rest of the sunshine for England and Wales. Scotland and Northern Ireland always staying cloudier, with some outbreaks of rain that could be fairly heavy at times in the northwest. That's your forecast.
Thank you, Nina. Now, Book of the Week concludes. It's The Reason I Jump by Naoki Higashida. When the novelist David Mitchell discovered this astonishing book by a child with autism, it felt like a godsend. The young author shed new light for him on his own son's experiences of the world, and he began this translation with his wife for personal use. David Mitchell introduces this reading by Casper Hilton Hilly.
For me, this book offers transformative and life-enhancing knowledge. When you know that your kid wants to speak with you, when you know that he's taking in his surroundings every bit as attentively as your non-autistic daughter, whatever the evidence to the contrary, then you can be 10 times more patient, willing, understanding and communicative, and 10 times better able to help his development. It's no exaggeration at all to say that The Reason I Jump allowed me to round a corner in my relationship with my son. Naoki Higashida's writing administered the kick I needed to stop feeling sorry for myself and start thinking how much tougher life was for my son and what I could do to make it less tough. Virtuous spirals are as wonderful in special needs parenting as anywhere else. Your expectations for your child are raised. Your stamina to get through the rocky patches is strengthened, and your child senses this and responds.
Us kids with autism would like you to watch out for us. Please never give up on us. The reason I say watch out for us is that we can be made stronger just by the fact you're watching. Just going by how we respond, it's difficult for you to tell if we've understood what you're saying or not, and often we still can't do something, however often you've shown us how to do it. That's just the way we are. On our own, we simply don't know how to get things done the same way you do them. But like everyone else, we want to do the best we possibly can. When we sense you've given up on us, it makes us feel miserable. So please keep helping us through to the end.
Why do you like spinning?
Us people with autism often enjoy spinning ourselves round and around. We like spinning whatever object comes to hand, for that matter. Can you understand what's so much fun about spinning? Everyday scenery doesn't rotate, so things that do spin simply fascinate us. Just watching spinning things fills us with a sort of everlasting bliss. For the time we sit watching them, they rotate with perfect regularity. Whatever objects we spin, this is always true. Unchanging things are comforting, and there's something beautiful about that.
Why can you never stay still?
My body's always moving about. I just can't stay still. When I'm not moving, it feels as if my soul is detaching itself from my body, and this makes me so jumpy and scared that I can't stay where I am. I'm always on the lookout for an exit, but even though I'm forever wanting to be somewhere else, I can never actually find my way there. I'm always struggling inside my own body, and staying still really hammers it home that I'm trapped here. But as long as I'm in a state of motion, I'm able to relax a little bit. Everyone tells people with autism, calm down, stop fidgeting, stay still when we're busy moving around. But because I feel so much more relaxed when I'm moving, it took me quite a while to work out exactly what their calm down even meant. Finally, I've come to understand that there are times when I'm not supposed to be moving about. The only way we can learn to do this is by practicing, a little at a time. Here's a story. It's called Slip Sliding Away. I can run faster than any of us, said the hare, boinging away. But we had a race a long time ago to settle this, and I won, said the tortoise, crossly. I'm the fastest. None of the other animals was at all interested. But the hare insisted on having another race, so the tortoise finally gave in and turned up to the starting line. The race between the hare and the tortoise was about to start. Ready, steady, go! The hare dashed away at terrific speed. The tortoise slipped and flipped over onto his back, at which all the other animals ran up to the tortoise to see if he was all right. Poor you, are you okay? You better go home and rest. And so they all carried the tortoise back to his house. The hare reached the finishing line. Nobody was waiting but himself.
Why don't you make eye contact when you're talking?
True, we don't look at people's eyes very much. I still can't do it. To me, making eye contact with someone I'm talking to feels a bit creepy, so I tend to avoid it. You might well suppose that we're just looking down or at the general background, but you'd be wrong. What we're actually looking at is the other person's voice. Voices may not be visible things, but we're trying to listen to the other person with all of our sense organs. When we're fully focused on working out what the heck it is you're saying, our sense of sight sort of zones out. If you can't make out what it is you're seeing, it's the same as not seeing anything at all. What's bothered me for a long time is this idea people have that so long as we're keeping eye contact while they're talking to us, that alone means we're taking in every word. If only that was all it took, my disability would have been cured a long, long time ago.
Why do you line up your toy cars and blocks?
Lining things up is the best fun. Watching running water is great fun too. Other kids seem to enjoy games about pretending and make-believe, but as a person with autism, I never really see the point of those. What I care about, in fact I'm pretty obsessive about this, is the order things come in, and different ways of lining them up. It's actually the lines and the surfaces of things like jigsaw puzzles that we love, and things like that. When we're playing in this way, our brains feel refreshed and clear.
Why do you move your arms and legs about in that awkward way?
In my gym class, the teacher tells me to do things like stretch your arms and bend at the knees, but I don't always know what my arms and legs are up to, not exactly. For me, I have no clear sensation of where my arms and legs are attached, or how to make them do what I'm telling them to do. It's as if my limbs are a mermaid's rubbery tail.
Why are you always running off somewhere?
My mind is forever swaying, this way and that. It's not that I want to run away, I just can't help dashing away to whatever place enters my line of sight. I'm not doing all this moving around because it pleases me, it isn't even all that calming. It's like being teleported from one place to another without knowing it's happening. Even if someone tries to prevent me, or if something else gets in the way, it happens anyway. I sort of lose myself for a little while. I'm constantly battling this impulse to run off, and compared to how it used to be, I'm slowly getting better at controlling it, I think. But I haven't found a really effective way to fix this problem yet. Jogging and walking refresh my body, at least, and once refreshed, I kind of feel back home inside myself. My sense of gravity is restored too, and that calms me down.
Why do you wander away from home?
Once, when I was a little kid at kindergarten, I wandered off from home and had to be picked up by the police. Back then, in fact, I used to leave home quite regularly, and as I look back from this distance, I can think of several reasons why I did it. It wasn't because I wanted to go out for a specific purpose, like wanting fresh air. It was because, this is hard to put into words, my body moved because it was lured outside by something there. As I was walking further from home, I didn't feel any fear or anxiety. It came down to this. If I didn't go outside, then I would cease to exist. Why? I can't say. But I had to keep walking, on and on and on. Turning back was not permitted, because roads never come to an end. Roads speak to us people with autism and invite us onwards. There's not much logic in any of this, I know. Until someone brings us back home, we don't know what we've done, and then we're as shocked as anyone. I stopped wandering off from home on the day I very nearly got mown down by a car, because the fear of it made a deep impact on my memory. So when something drastic enough happens, I think we can rein in this habit of wandering off. Meanwhile, please keep an eye out for us.
Why do you get lost so often?
I've already mentioned how I dash off as soon as I spot anything interesting. There's a different reason for why we get lost so often, though, and I think it's this. We don't really know where we ought to be. You could tell us that we ought to follow someone else or hold their hand, but the fact is that with or without your suggestion, we're still going to lose our way. Simply put, people with autism never, ever feel at ease wherever we are. Because of this, we wander off or run away in search of some location where we do feel at ease. While we're on this search, it doesn't occur to us to consider how or where we're going to end up. We get swallowed up by the illusion that unless we can find a place to belong, we are going to be all alone in the world. Then eventually we get lost and have to be escorted back to the place we were at or the person we were with before. But our uneasy, unsettled feeling doesn't go away. I don't think we'll ever be able to reach our Shangri-La. I know it exists only in the depths of the forest or at the bottom of the deep blue sea. What am I going to be if my autism can never be cured? When I was little, this question was always a big, big worry. I used to be afraid that as long as I was autistic, I'd never be able to live properly as a human being. There were so many things I couldn't do like other people, and having to apologise day in, day out totally drained me of hope. I wrote this in the hope that it will help you to understand how painful it is when you can't express yourself to the people you love. If this story connects with your heart in some way, then I believe you'll be able to connect back to the hearts of people with autism too. I hope that by reading my explanations about autism and its mysteries, you can come to understand that all the obstacles which present themselves don't come from our selfishness or from ego. If all of you can grasp this truth about us, we are handed a ray of hope. However hard an autistic life is, however sad it can be, so long as there's hope, we can stick at it.
Thanks for sticking to the end. Naoki Higashida has continued to write, keeps a nearly daily blog, and has become well known in autism advocacy circles in Japan. He says that he aspires to be a writer, but it's as plain as day to me that he already is one. An honest, modest, thoughtful writer who has won over enormous odds and transported first-hand knowledge from the severely autistic mind into the wider world. A process as taxing for him as, I don't know, the act of carrying water in cupped palms across a bustling Times Square or Piccadilly Circus would be for you or me. Sentience itself is not so much a fact to be taken for granted, but a brick-by-brick, self-built construct requiring constant maintenance. The three characters used for the word autism in Japanese signify self, shut, and illness. My imagination converts these characters into a prisoner, locked up and forgotten, inside a solitary confinement cell, waiting for someone, anyone, to realise that he or she is in there. This book knocks out a brick in that wall.
Casper Hilton-Hilly has been reading from The Reason I Jump, which was translated and introduced by David Mitchell. It was abridged and produced by Allegra McElroy. Thank you. BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Saturday the 29th of June. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. High 200 miles west of Fitzroy, 1,035. Expected northwest Fitzroy, 1,031 by 1800 Saturday. New low expected Skagerrak, 1,006 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4 later, showers, good. North Utsira, south Utsira, southerly veering northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in south Utsira, rain then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. 40s, Cromarty, northwest 5 to 7, backing south 4 or 5 later, showers, good. 4th, Tyne, north.